This is the self-compassion break, which will be led as a meditation, but you can practice it anytime in your daily life, whenever you feel under stress or struggling in some way. But we begin now by finding a comfortable position, a position that you can remain in for about 15 minutes. And then allowing your eyes to close partially or fully. And when you're ready, beginning to think of a situation in your life, a situation that's causing you stress, such as a health problem, a relationship problem, a work problem, or perhaps even a friend who's struggling at this time. And please choose a situation that's in the mild to moderate range of difficulty, not a big problem, perhaps a 3 or a 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. And when you have a situation in mind, allowing yourself to feel into the situation, to notice, for example, people who might be involved, places, maybe words that could be said. In other words, internalizing the problem for a moment and also allowing yourself to feel in your body the discomfort associated with the problem. So this practice has three parts. And the first part is simply saying to ourselves, this is a moment of suffering. The way I feel right now, this is a moment of suffering. So validating the discomfort for yourself, perhaps using language that works better for you, maybe saying, oh, this is a moment of stress, or this hurts, or this is tough, ouch. Whatever it takes to validate how you feel. This is a moment of suffering. So that's the first component of self-compassion, mindfulness. Really validating what we're experiencing while we're experiencing it. And now for the second component. Reminding ourselves that suffering is a part of living. Everyone suffers. The circumstances might differ. Each situation has its own flavor, but as human beings, we all suffer, at least from time to time. Suffering is a part of living. Even now, I am not alone. I'm not alone in this experience. Others are struggling just like me. This is how it feels to be in a situation like this. So finding language that works for you, that captures the quality of common humanity, of being not so alone. Of reminding ourselves that suffering is a part of living. And now, lest the situation begins to slip from your mind, once again reminding yourself of the situation, of the problem. Again, who's involved? Certain images, words. But most of all, reminding yourself how it feels to recollect this problem, how it feels to be in this problem. And then putting a hand over your heart or some other soothing place on your body as an expression of kindness. As we move into the third component of self-compassion, namely self-kindness. And perhaps even finding language that captures this benevolent attitude. Maybe, may I be kind to myself? May I be kind to myself? May I give myself what I need? Or may I begin to give myself what I need. Another approach is to imagine that you have a friend who is struggling in precisely the same way that you are, who has the same problem. And imagine that you just had a few moments with your friend. You know what it's like. You can feel your friend's problem, you know. And you just have a few moments with your friend and you'd like to share just a few words, heart to heart. No advice. Just words of kindness. What would you say to your friend knowing what your friend is going through? What words would you use? And imagine that your friend was going to remember your words, that your words would echo through your friend's mind throughout the day. What would you like those words to be? What would you like your friend to hear? What words would bring some consolation, some comfort? Just a few words. And now, seeing if you can begin to offer yourself the very same words, seeing if you can open your heart a bit and whisper the same words into your own ear, words that perhaps you need to hear. offering yourself these words over and over, words of kindness. So that's the third component of self-compassion, self-kindness. So there were three components. The first is mindfulness. This is a moment of suffering, recognizing when we're struggling while we're struggling. This is tough. And the second is common humanity. I'm not alone. Suffering is a part of living. This is how it feels to be in a situation like this. And finally, self-kindness. May I be kind to myself. May I begin to be kind to myself. May I give myself what I need. Or perhaps there are some personalized phrases that you can offer yourself as you would offer to a friend. Or perhaps there are other phrases such as, may I accept myself as I am, or may I begin to accept myself as I am. May I forgive myself. May I be strong. May I be patient. May I live in love. Offering yourself what you need.